Welcome to our third Sunday of Easter service, audio streaming of Holy Cross Lutheran Church of Austin and our service Lutheran Church of Brownsdale, Minnesota. This is Pastor Lana. Our service for this morning is based on Divine Service 3, page 184 in our service book. The hymnals for this morning are God Himself is Present, 907, with High Delight Let Us Unite, 483, My Hope is Built on Nothing Less, 576. Our readers for this third Sunday are Dori Olana and Daphne Wagner. And the sermon is brought to us by Reverend Robert Stallman. The lessons for this third Sunday are based on the following texts. Acts chapter 2, verse 14 and 36 through 41. 1 Peter chapter 1, verse 17 through 25. St. Luke 24, verse 13 through 35. The lessons for this third Sunday of Easter teach us that the risen Lord Jesus is with us through His Word and holy baptism and the breaking of the bread. Join me for the confession of our sin and absolution. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Beloved in the Lord, let us draw near with true heart and confess our sins unto God our Father, beseeching in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ to grant us forgiveness. Our help is in the name of the Lord, who made heaven and earth. I said, I will confess my transgression unto the Lord, and who forgives the iniquity of my sin. Almighty God, our Maker and Redeemer, we poor sinners confess unto you that we are by nature sinful and clean, and that we have sinned against you by thought, word, and deed. Therefore, we flee for forgiveness to your infinite mercy, seeking and imploring your grace for the sake of our Lord Jesus Christ. O most merciful God, who has given your only begotten Son to die for us, have mercy upon us. For his sake, grant us remission of all our sins, and by your Holy Spirit, increase in us true knowledge of you and your will and true obedience to your word, to the end that by your grace we may come to everlasting life, through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. Almighty God, our Heavenly Father, has had mercy upon us, and has given His Son, His only Son, to die for us, and for His sake forgives all our sins. To those who believe on His name, He gives the power to become the children of God, and has promised them His Holy Spirit. He that believes and is baptized shall be saved. Grant this, Lord, unto us all. Amen. Let us pray. O God, through the humiliation of your Son, you raised up the fallen world. Grant to your faithful people, rescued from the perils of everlasting days, prepared to gladness and eternal joy. Through Jesus Christ, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you, and the Holy Spirit, one God, and now forever. Amen.
The first reading is the book of Acts, chapter 2, verse 14 and 36 through 41. Peter, standing with the 11, lifted up his voice and addressed them. Let all of the house of Israel therefore know that for certain that God has made him both the Lord and Christ, this Jesus whom you crucified. Now when they heard this, they were cut to the heart and said to Peter and the rest of the apostles, Brothers, what shall we do? And Peter said to them, Repent and be baptized, every one of you, in the name of Jesus Christ, for the forgiveness of your sins, and you will receive the gift of the Holy Spirit. For this promise is for you and for your children and for all who are far off, everyone whom the Lord our God calls to himself. And with many other words he bore witness and continued to exhort them, saying, Save yourselves from this crooked generation. So those who received his word were baptized, and there were added that day about 3,000 souls. This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks to be God.
Our epistle reading for this third Sunday of Easter is from 1 Peter 1:17 through 25. And if you call on him as Father, who judges impartially according to each one's deeds, conduct yourselves with fear throughout the time of your exile, knowing that you were ransomed from the futile ways inherited from your forefathers, not with perishable things such as silver or gold, but with the precious blood of Christ, like that of a lamb without blemish or spot. He was foreknown before the foundation of the world, but was made manifest in the last times for the sake of you, who through him are believers in God, who raised him from the dead and gave him glory, so that your faith and hope are in God. Having purified your souls by your obedience to the truth for a sincere brotherly love, love one another earnestly from a pure heart. Since you have been born again, not of perishable seed, but of imperishable, through the living and abiding Word of God. For all flesh is like grass, and all its glory like the flower of grass. The grass withers and the flower falls, but the Word of the Lord remains forever. And this Word is the good news that was preached to you. This is the Word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Holy Gospel according to St. Luke, the 24th chapter. That very day, two of them were going to a village named Emmaus, about 7 miles from Jerusalem. And they were talking with each other about these things that had happened. While they were talking and discussing together, Jesus himself drew near and went with them. But their eyes were kept from recognizing him. And he said to them, "What is this conversation that you are holding with each other as you walk?" They stood still, looked sad. Then one of them, named Cleopas, answered him, "Are you the only visitor to Jerusalem who does not know the things that have happened there in these days?" And he said to them, "What things?" And they said to him, "Concerning Jesus of Nazareth, a man who was a prophet, mighty indeed, and word before God and all the people, and how our chief priests and the rulers delivered him up to be condemned to death and crucified him. We had hoped that he was the one to redeem Israel. Yes, and besides all this, it is now the third day since these things happened. Moreover, some women of our company amazed us. They were at the tomb early in the morning, and when they did not find his body, they came back saying that they had even seen a vision of angels, who said that he was alive. Some of those who were with us went to the tomb and found it just as the woman had said, but him they did not see. And he said to them, 'O foolish ones, and slow of heart to believe all that the prophets have spoken. Was it not necessary that the Christ should suffer these things and enter into his glory?' And beginning with Moses and all the prophets, he interpreted to them in all the scriptures the things concerning himself." So they drew near to the village to which they were going. He acted as if he were going farther, but they urged him strongly, saying, "Stay with us, for it is toward evening, and the days is now far spent." So he went to stay with them. When he was at the table with them, he took the bread and blessed and broke it and gave it to them. And their eyes were opened, and they recognized him, and he vanished from their sight. They said to each other, "Did not our heart burn within us while he talked to us on the road, while he opened to us the scriptures?" And they rose that same hour and returned to Jerusalem. And they found the 11 and those who were with them gathered together, saying, "The Lord has risen indeed and has appeared to Simeon." Then they told what had happened on the road and how he was known to them in the breaking of the bread. This is the gospel of the Lord. Please join me for the confession of our faith in the words of the Apostles' Creed. I believe in God, the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, and Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended into hell. The third day he rose again from the dead. He ascended into heaven. He sits at the right hand of God the Father Almighty. From hence he will come to judge the living and the dead. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Christian Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, the life everlasting. Amen.
This is a devotion for Sunday, the third Sunday of Easter, April 26th. We begin with a prayer. Almighty and eternal God, now that you have assured us of the completion of our redemption through the resurrection of our Lord Jesus, give us the will to show forth in our lives what we profess with our lips, through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. The epistle lesson for the third Sunday of Easter is 1 Peter 1:17 to 25, but I'm going to start my reading a few verses earlier to give us some context. Therefore, gird up your minds, be sober, set your hope fully upon the grace that is coming to you at the revelation of Jesus Christ. As obedient children, do not be conformed to the passions of your former ignorance, but as he who called you is holy, be holy yourselves in all your conduct, since it is written, "You shall be holy, for I am holy." And if you invoke as Father him who judges each one impartially according to his deeds, conduct yourselves with fear throughout the time of your exile. You know that you were ransomed from the futile ways inherited from your fathers, not with perishable things such as silver or gold, but with the precious blood of Christ, like that of a lamb without blemish or spot. He was destined before the foundation of the world, but was made manifest at the end of the times for your sake. Through him you have confidence in God, who raised him from the dead and gave him glory, so that your faith and hope are in God. Having purified your souls by your obedience to the truth for a sincere love of the brethren, love one another earnestly from the heart. You've been born anew, not of perishable seed, but of imperishable, through the living and abiding Word of God. For all flesh is like grass, and all its glory like the flower of grass. The grass withers and the flower falls, but the word of the Lord abides forever. That word is the good news which was preached to you. Thus far the reading. Jesus Christ is the emancipator through whom men are delivered from the bondage of sin and death. He is the Lamb without blemish and without spot. When Peter spoke like that of Jesus, his mind was going back to two Old Testament pictures, Isaiah 53, for instance, with its picture of the suffering servant, through whose suffering the people were saved and healed, and above all, the other picture, the picture of the Passover lamb from Exodus. On that memorable night when they left slavery of Egypt, the children of Israel were bidden to take a lamb and slay it and mark their doorposts with its blood, so that when the angel of death came along the land, slaying the firstborn of the sons of the Egyptians, the angel would pass over every house so marked. In that picture of the Passover lamb, there are the twin thoughts of emancipation from slavery and deliverance from death. Our deliverance from sin and death was accomplished by the sufferings, death, and resurrection of our Savior Jesus Christ. Through him, we are assured of our forgiveness, as the psalmist says in Psalm 130. There is forgiveness with you, that you may be feared. Now, fear implies a reverential awe and, above all, also obedience. Obedience means living the Christ-filled life. The Apostle Peter, in our text from his letter, then describes the three characteristics of a Christ-like life or a Christ-filled life. First of all, the Christ-filled life is the life of obedience and of holiness. It is to be chosen by God, which means to enter not only into a great privilege, but also into a great responsibility. The Christian is God's person by God's choice. We are chosen for a task in the world and for a destiny in eternity. We are chosen to live for God in time and with him in eternity. In the world, we must obey his law and reproduce his life, the life of holiness. Secondly, the Christ-filled life is the life of reverence. Reverence is the attitude of mind of people who are always aware that they are in the presence of God. The Christian must live life in reverence because it costs so much, nothing less than the life and death of Jesus Christ. Since then, life is of such surpassing value, it cannot be wasted or thrown away. Thirdly, the Christ-filled life is the life of brotherly love. It must issue in a love for the brethren which is sincere and hearty and steadfast. Christians are people who are reborn, not of mortal but of immortal seed. That means that Christians are remade by the entry into them of the seed of God's Word, and the picture of the seed as being God's Word comes from the parable of the sower in Matthew 13. The quotation which Peter makes is from Isaiah 40, and the meaning is that the Christian is remade. Because we are remade or reborn, the life of God is in us. The great characteristic of the life of God his love, and so the Christian must show that divine love by loving others. Obeying Christ, loving him and believing in him, heeding the prophetic word inspired by the Spirit of Christ, hoping for the grace that comes at the final revelation of Christ, we fix our faith and hope in our gracious and loving God. We come to our Heavenly Father through Christ in faith. Our faith comes from what we have heard, the good news, the Word of God, which bestows on us what it announces. The truth we have heard and heeded has purified us and made us fit for communion with God. God's living Word produces living Christians who love one another as fellow believers, having one merciful Father. The Word of God, which gave us life, sustains our life, or, as Martin Luther once wrote, the Christian life is not a having become, but a becoming. Our faith and hope are in God, and is therefore certain, since it is based on divine reality. God has chosen and destined us, has given us new birth, is guarding us with his power, has provided the liberating ransom and the awning sacrifice which he predestined from everlasting and manifested at the end of time, because he has raised Christ from the dead and glorified him. God's gift of a new birth to a living hope makes us children of God who obey and serve him in the sober and alert vigilance of our hope. Our conduct reflects the holiness of our Heavenly Father, who gave us life by his call. We honor our Father in lives of holy fear, for we know the awesome cost of our redemption, which a righteous God has provided. It cost the life of the Lamb of God. Since we owe our new lives to the living Word of God, our lives express God's will of love, which the Word reveals. And in obedience to it, we love our brothers and sisters in the faith. We make the Word the constant nurture of our lives, and we grow in faith as the children of God, destined for eternal salvation. God grant that such growth continues until that day when God takes us to be with him eternally. Amen.
Please join me for the closing prayer. Yes, Lord, open our eyes. Make this day a day of a better understanding. Your word and your will are our command. We know so little, teacher of truth. Our understanding is so shallow. The precious words, the revelation of your thoughts, and the truth is like hidden treasure. You have revealed all we need to know for our understanding in your scripture. Open to us the scripture's meaning. Heavenly Father, our hope is so high and our trust is so meager. Your ways are so different from our ways. Teach us to know and trust your revelation. Cause that mind to be in us which was also in you and in your Father. The knowledge of this world deceives us. We study these world's wonders and master these world's laws. Our pride presumes we have produced what we discover and invented what we learn. Keep us humble. Preserve us in the sense of awe and wonder. Abide with us. We need you to guide us and inform us, so that we can bring all things into subjection to the plan and purpose of Him who is your Father and our Father too. Be the tender companion of all who need your presence, especially at this time who are sick. Visit them at the hospital and give hope to those who languish there. Enter classrooms and teach wisdom to teachers and learners alike. Sit in the council of those who rule and give them judgment. And to the church, and through the church, reveal the mystery of the gospel to all people everywhere. Amen. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come. Thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and glory, forever and ever. Amen. With this, we bring to the end our service for this morning. This is a joint service of Holy Cross Lutheran Church of Austin and Our Savior's Lutheran Church of Brownsdale. The prevented audio streaming for this Sunday can be accessed from any media player or ordinary phone. If you are on a smartphone, download the application Zeno Radio. After downloading, search for Lutheran Gospel Podcast. You can also access from any telephone number by calling 631-856-933. I repeat again, 631-856-9333 throughout the week. Blessings on you. Have a blessed week.